Here's some things I want you to see that ought to come as a result of grasping this truth. It ought to fill you with a deep and lasting joy. It ought to fill you with a deep and lasting joy. In fact, the scripture tells us just a little while later here in the book of Romans, it tells us that we are to exult in the hope of the glory of God. It tells us that we are to rejoice in hope. So when you truly understand that your future as a believer is secure, why is it secure? It's not secure because of you. It's secure because of Him. That's how we have that assurance that we know that we can't lose our salvation. It's not based in me. It's not based in my works. It's based in Him and His crucifixion on the cross, His righteous deeds that are imparted to us. And so the scripture tells us we're to rejoice in that hope. So when you understand that your future is secure, that you're an heir of all that God has promised, that ought to well up within you as a joy that circumstances cannot take away. Understand that your circumstances in life are going to be up and down from one day to the next, but as a Christian, you can have a constant joy in your heart always. And if you think about it, your joy ought no longer to be tied to what is happening around you, but to what God has already secured for you. And to be honest, if your joy rises and falls with your circumstances, then here's the problem. Your focus is too anchored in the present. Your focus needs to be anchored in the future. When your heart is fixed on what is coming, there begins to then be in your heart a steadiness, a quiet confidence.